Hello. Welcome to Live Well Lifestyle Seminar with Perry A., where we take a break from talking about calcium bentonite clay and talk about ourselves, our lifestyle, the things we do and say that can lift our spirits, so to speak, and sometimes take us out of a slump. We all get in a slump now and then, and just to make us more aware of the tools that we have to improve our lives on a daily basis and to continue to grow spiritually. Our topic for today, and ironically, the way I came about it is kind of humorous. The topic is blaming self. And the thought for the day is, researchers concluded that attributing every absent-minded moment to getting older can actually worsen memory problems. Now, that resonated with me because I actually, just as I had copied that quote, I thought, you know, that would make a good topic, how we always blame ourselves on, I can't find my keys, oh my gosh, I must be getting Alzheimer's, and how we go through this little ritual of being forgetful and associating with old age, and we're just a step away from being put in a nut house nearly. We can carry it to pretty much extremes. Well, I read that thought, and it was in a topic on, I get some daily stuff from Oprah, and it said, habits of women who love their age. And that kind of appealed to me. I was curious about it, and that was one of the habits. Just don't blame yourself for every absent-minded thing you do or when you forget something or leave something. And at the moment that I copied that down and I was saving it, I got into working on my notes for this seminar. And lo and behold, the phone rang, and it was Sherilyn saying, why aren't you online? The clay seminar is right now. And I looked up, and it was 12:01. So I hurriedly got online, and that was kind of my introduction if y'all were listening to the clay seminar last time, because I just read that and decided that I wasn't going to blame it on my age or getting older, that I was just really got wrapped up in working on this month's or this week's lifestyle seminar and didn't notice the time. So that's where we're going to begin. And my intention today is to watch my thoughts and words, to change the ones that do not serve me, and then ending that with the intentional statement of, I can, I will catch my thoughts. But it's kind of funny how you do that. Now, yesterday I had an interesting experience, and I notice how my mind wants to make excuses for it. I had gone to the dentist to get my braces off. Yay, I'm celebrating today. This is my first day. I actually took my retainer off because I haven't learned to talk with it in that plastic in the roof of my mouth. But I'm celebrating today. But after spending 4 hours in the dental chair getting everything off and new stuff in, when I left, they gave me a box of solution and a piece of paper with directions, and then I had my new appointment, and it was a cold day. I'd taken off my coat and my scarf, and I needed to go in and brush my teeth after they had done all that stuff where I felt like I needed to. So I did that, and I put my purse down, and I had taken my cell phone, and sometimes you have to wait a long time in the doctor's chair, so I take my, here I am with a memory loss, my Kindle with me, because I'm always keep a book around that I like to read, and I had all those things, and I'd put them down to make my appointment, and I gathered everything up, walked out, and drove all the way home. And got home, and they called me, and I had left my purse. I had so many things I was picking up, I thought I had everything, and I totally walked out and left my purse. Hadn't even noticed it when I got home because I was gathering up and had an armload of stuff to carry in the house. And it would be so natural just, oh my gosh, there's another sign. I'm getting older and I'm losing my memory. But I actually have pretty good memory, so I'm going to choose not to attribute that to my age. There are many things that I can attribute it to. And not even worry about having to attribute to somebody. Now, that's real freedom. Louise Hay, who I often quote, says that whatever you put into the universe, be it good or bad, will come back to you. It's almost as though the universe is listening to everything you say and everything you think, saying, oh, that's what they want. But most of the time, we're thinking very negatively about ourselves, she says. How can the universe bring you anything good if that's the way you're thinking? So if you're thinking bad things or negative things, how can the universe respond and bring you good things? She says, that's why I like to teach people to love themselves, just to love and adore who they are. So that's where we're going this week, to love and adore who you are and where you are and everything about yourself. For one of her lessons, Louise instructed the students, her students, to look in the mirror and address themselves and say your name. In her case, it was, Louise, I love you. I really, really love you. Now, you know, I can, every time I say that, Perry, I love you, I really, I can't help but smiling ear to ear. And I notice the sensation in my body, it's just kind of lighter. And it takes me to a happy place. So there's something to think about. The wisdom card I drew for today is, I treat myself with unconditional love. I feel my heart opening, and I know that there's room in there for me. And I love it when we draw those cards and they're so aligned. So what are we talking about? We're talking about unconditional love for ourselves. If we can love ourselves and forgive ourselves and give ourselves unconditional love, then we can do it for others as well. And the can-do card said, when I wake up in the morning, I plan for a good day. My anticipation attracts good experiences to me. Everyone I encounter at work today has my best interest at heart. So what would your day look like if you woke up every morning and you planned for a good day? You don't have to plan what's in it. You're just remembering what day it is. You know, this is Thursday. This is going to be a great day. I'm going to look for signs of a great day, and I know I'll find them. And then go to work knowing that every person I encounter today at work has my best interests at heart. Wouldn't that be a lovely environment to work in? And we can do that. In Conversations of God, I drew a card, and it said, in the true order of things, one does not do something in order to be happy. One is happy, hence, does something. One does not do something in order to be compassionate. One is compassionate, and hence, acts in a certain way. The soul's decision precedes the body's action in a highly conscious way. So what he's saying there is body follows mind. Don't wait for something to make you happy. Choose to be happy and let that plan your happiness throughout the day. And don't wait for to experience compassion. You be the one who is compassionate and experience that. Okay, I've lost my place here. Yeah. Because body always follows mind. So when we have these negative little thoughts and are down on ourselves, the body just, okay, you think you're getting older. Let's look for other signs we're older. It's just wherever we go, and then we'll see things and we'll say, see, I told you I was getting older. We so like to be right. I want to change that away. I want to go the other way on the time scale and the clock. You know, it kind of shocks me when I get a message. I'm connected to my high school, and they send little notices when someone dies, and it kind of shocks me. I thought, we're too young for this to be happening. We're not that old. What are y'all dying for? Get back here. Kind of funny, but the way it hits me. The power thought for today, every thought I think is creating my future. Wow, how aligned with that is in what we're talking about today. Every thought I think is creating my future. The universe totally supports every thought I choose to think and believe. Get that? The universe totally supports every thought I choose to think and believe. I have unlimited choices about what I think. I choose balance, harmony, peace, and I express it in my life. Now, that one just really resonates with me. I love it. Every thought I think is creating my future. And who has control of your thoughts but you? You don't have to tap into what the world says about you or what someone else thinks about you. It's your thoughts that count. So, you've got the power, babe. I mean, we are given this wonderful power to create and choose whatever we think and believe. The believing part is hard for some of us, but if you can stay positive and have confidence and look for signs, look for signs. You know, every time I write this worksheet for this session, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about, and I start looking, and a message will pop up. I tap into a lot of quotes and uplifting things, and then there'll be a message that just sings to me and says, there it is, there's the topic. And from there I grow and build, and then I look for other things aligned with that topic to go out through the day. So everything I think is creating my future. Wow. The universe totally supports every thought I choose to think and believe. Now that's kind of scary, because you have to realize that the future you're creating was yours by design through your thoughts and your energy and the vibration that you were putting out there. But it also says you got the power. You got the power to change things. My friend Blitz Posen, that I went to Paris with, sends out some happy thoughts, and he said, make someone happy each and every day of your life, but make sure you are first. So begin with yourself on being happy, and instead of walking in somewhere and complaining, look for something good to say about the day, and if someone else complains, point out something positive. You know, it's been real cold here, but I'm blessed to have a warm house, and I jump into my car, and my heater warms pretty quickly, and I have coats. So it's not the end of the world. And then look how much I get to appreciate the sun when it's out and the clouds are clear. So, and there are times like those that when there are some catastrophes and the heat and cooling or whatever, your electricity goes out, and I've been there. A week in the wintertime without our heating. But it brought us closer together. We got creative. We figured out ways to stay warm, a little electric heater. We'd all bundle up together and get in one bed, my husband and my children and I. And it was, you know, laughably fun. We knew if we got really, really bad, we could go across the street to friends or in-laws or someone else. But we kind of liked staying there. Some of the rooms were colder, but we went to the kitchen, which was the warm room. We did have a gas stove, fortunately. So it's making the best of those moments. I'm going to go over and see if anyone has asked any questions today. I realize we usually don't have questions on this session. And I'm going to go to the phones line and see if anybody on the phone line would have a topic they want to discuss or an incident where they left something and what their mind did with it because they forgot something or lost their keys or couldn't remember where you parked your car. There's so many little instances like those that we beat ourselves up with. And if anybody would like to share one of those, if you'll click star 2 on your phone, I can open your line and you can share with us your experience. You know, we're all human, so I don't even get embarrassed when I leave my purse. It's not the first time I've done that. And I find there are a lot of honest people out there. And so far, it's all worked out for the good. And it makes me a little conscious, okay, I'm picking up 6 things now. Is my purse one of them? So I get to choose that. Well, nobody's raising their hand, so I guess you want me to keep talking. And sometimes this session seems like it moves a little fast because I don't have any interaction or questions from people. But I'm glad you're listening in, and my intention is that you'll get maybe just a little reminder how to make your day more pleasant. You know, I wake up in the morning, and when I first became a motivational speaker, my talk was, "Ain't it great having a great day?" And I would literally wake up in the morning and sit there and say, "Okay, God, what good thing is going to happen today? What miracle am I going to experience in my life?" And, you know, finding a parking place can be a miracle for me. It doesn't have to be a big thing. So when you have that attitude, you're looking for good things, and you go, "Oh, there's one. Oh, there's two. Oh, there's three." Someone may call you and give you a compliment. You may be in a restaurant, and that's... The other day I was in the restaurant and the two ladies on the aisle across from me leaned over and said, "I love your nail polish and your hands are beautiful." Yeah, it's not every day that someone tells you, a perfect stranger pays you a compliment. So that was a blessing to me. And even at 75, I can have nice hands and pretty nails, and they like the color. And that was a gift from a friend of my neighbor, so that was something nice. So how can we rack up those happy points and those happy memories and those happy times and stay out of the glitch? What keeps us in the trough of self-demeaning behavior? One thing is tiredness, stress, overwork, no time to think. I lose things more often when I'm multitasking. And like I say, when I go somewhere carrying one thing, my purse, and I come back, I'm carrying 3, and as long as I have something in my hand, I think I have everything I need. But that's not always the case. The closing thought I had for today is, how many times do you look in the mirror every day? I don't know about you, but every time I go in the bathroom, I look at the mirror and I glance to see if, you know, if I have lipstick on, if my hair is okay. You just do it. We look in the mirror more times than we think. And there's a mirror in my living room. There's a mirror in my bedroom over the dresser. You just walk by and you glance at them. So commit to taking a few seconds to look yourself in the eye. Well, I'm going to start that one over. Commit to taking a few seconds to look yourself in the eye and say, "I love you. I really, really love you." And say your name. "Harry, I love you. I really, really love you." And notice that you're smiling. It feels a little silly. I used to teach a volunteer class for women in alcohol and drug abuse. And one of the exercises we would do was be paying a compliment, and each person got to receive compliments. And we'd go around the room, and each person would say, "What I like about you is," and then they can say what they like about you. And I noticed the one receiving, some of them couldn't receive. They wouldn't look the people in the eye. They would stand with their eyes down, looking at their feet, their arms folded, very closed position. It was so hard for them to stand and receive a compliment. So So we'd say, okay, open up. You have to put your hands at your side and look at the person who's talking to you. Make eye contact with them. Well, some of them just nearly crumbled doing that. They would get teary-eyed. And it could say, you know, they could say, I like the clothes you wear. I like your hair, how curly it is naturally. I like your cheerful attitude. And even some of them that weren't very cheerful, you could find something you like about them. You can always find something good. And for them to get that feedback was humongous, and to know how to receive it. And it was so awe-inspiring to realize that people can't receive compliments, that we turn them down and we say, oh, that's not anything. I was just born with curly hair, you know. But you have control on how you wear your hair and the style you do it in. So notice when you turn down compliments. Notice when you don't look it in. When someone's talking to you and saying something nice about you, can you look them in the eye and receive it? Are you looking down? Get in the habit of looking in the mirror, in your eye, and just looking right at yourself and speaking to yourself and saying kind words, saying nice things, saying, I love you. You're beautiful today, just as you are. I love your wrinkles. I love your age spots. I love your hair. Whatever it is, don't resist it and love it and accept it. And there's a peacefulness in that that will kind of go through your body. So that's the closing work. And I would like to ask that you consider making this a habit and start with writing a message on the sticky note. Perry, I love you. I really, really love you. And you can write different message and put your sticky notes on your mirror so you see them. And how many milliseconds does it take to say that? You know, Perry, I love you. I really, really love you. It doesn't take but a few seconds. So take time to do that and put those little sticky notes around to give yourself compliments. Notice how much lighter you feel just thinking about it. And again, when I say it, I can't help but smiling. You feel a little silly, so you smile, and when you smile, you feel better because you've got endorphins going for you. So that's a nice little thing there, and I'm going to go over and see where we are on my iTunes and do a meditation since... Let me go back and check and see if I have any questions since I excuse me, last check. Okay, we have no incoming questions. And it doesn't look like anybody has anything to say. They just want to listen. So let's do a meditation today. Closing meditation. I need a glass of water. Okay. Just sit back and relax and take a deep breath. And breathe in. Take a deep breath in. Relaxing and letting go of any tension you're holding in your body. Sit back comfortably in your chair, well balanced, your feet on the floor, your arms resting on the arm of your chair in your lap, and just breathe in love. Deeply, deeply hold it and slowly let it out. And as you let your breath out each time, let it out deeper where you're relaxing your body. Go breathe in. Hold. And let out. Another one, big breath in. Hold. And relax. release. One more. I kind of missed that one up. I don't have good background music right now, so breathe in. Deeply, deeply, deeply expand your lungs and release. Letting all that old stale air out. Close your eyes and let's take a trip today. Since the Olympics are going on and it's winter time, let's go to the snowy mountains. Colorado, Aspen, Utah, Maine, wherever you are. You're bundled up and you're warm and you're sitting in front of a toasty fire and you have a view and you look out and you see the brightness of the snow as the sun's gleaming down on it and the trees laden with snow. It looks like a painted scene. And you're sitting there warm and cozy with a cup of hot chocolate, breathing in and taking in this beautiful scenery. And you look across the pristine snow and you see some rabbit tracks, something that looks like rabbit tracks. So the little animals have been around, scurrying around. So you know that nature is alive and well. And occasionally a blob of snow, the wind blows and it falls off a tree and plops down on the snow below. And you want to get up and go out and make a snow angel or a snowman. So, but you put your cup down and you bundle up and get your scarf and your gloves and you and your friends run out into the snow. You've got your snow boots on and you fall into the snow and lay down and do snow angels, feeling the coldness hold you and you're just safe in a warm place and the sun is out. You can feel the sun on your face and yet it's still cold, freezing cold. And then you get up and you start making a snowman and the three of you, your friends, you start rolling snowballs and getting them bigger and bigger and it's just the fun of it. One person takes off their cap and another one takes off their scarf and puts it on the snowman and you find some twigs for arms. And then you look around and you notice in the driveway as you scrape the snow away, there's some rocks that you can use for the eyes and make a smiley face on your snowman and the nose. Different colored rocks from the gravel in the driveway. And you step back and you look at your creation and he is a well-balanced, round and roly-poly snowman. And his smile is big as Dallas. And you decide to go back inside and warm up your toasty fingers and toes are feeling numb. And so you shake the snow off of each other. Everyone rubs you down one at a time. And you go back in laughing and you get another cup of something warm to drink and sit there and look out at your snowman and the snow angels all around him in the snow where you did. And just take a moment to be grateful for life. And then if you've never been to the mountains, just now you went. Just now you were on the snow-capped mountains. So you don't have to go places to see and experience it. You can use your mind to take you places. And you can see pictures on the internet to travel all over the world. They're just as vivid and beautiful as if you were standing there looking at St. Petersburg and the beautiful architect of the city. And you realize how grateful you are to be in this time. The time of conveniences, this modern time of technology and ability to transport through the internet to all corners of the world, to see other cultures, to experience them, and to explore more of our earth, the educational programs we have on TV. We are so gifted. We are so blessed. And take a moment to feel those blessings and let it in and realize the abundance and the wealth that you have. doesn't have to be in dollars. It can be in friendships. It can be in memories. It can be in an imagination. And you take a deep breath in, release, and you're grateful. Grateful that you're alive and that every day you're getting younger. And you feel the serenity and the love that's available. And I think I have some music now. And as if you think, as you think and let your mind go and go to the gratitude, just close your eyes and follow the sound of the heart music, relaxing and staying in this beautiful space as long as you'd like. Thank you for taking time to join me today and to be in this relaxing space. And go forth and have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. And look for the miracles, look for the beauty, look for the abundance that's yours. It's been my joy to be with you today, my pleasure. And thank you for letting me share and stay forever young. This is Perrier, signing out.